Hey guys. Okay, between this, hey guys, and hey guys, and my people, which one do you guys prefer? Let me know which one you prefer, sure. Anyways, I'm going to be using anyone that the mood brings, you know, as the mood brings it, we use it. Like, that's how we roll, you know. Okay, really, I've been noticing a lot of things lately on social media, in my daily interactions with people, you know, my colleagues, with my friends, and basically around me, anytime I interact with people, whether in person or through social media, in any aspect, I've noticed a lot of things. And I'm going to be saying this from a place of personal experience. I think most times the reason why some things happen and things don't really end up going the way it should, and things get so sour among people, and you know, things don't really go the way you would have wanted them to go, is because most times I feel like we don't take responsibilities. Yes. Why am I saying this? Me, I used to be this kind of person that I am never wrong. I am never wrong. I don't care where you are coming from. See, even if I slap you now and they say we should come and talk about what went wrong, I will still tell you I was not wrong, that you did something to deserve that slap. Yes. You're very right. I'm very right. But if you also think that way, I think you're very right. But at some point, I had to start taking responsibility for my actions. I am this kind of person that when I'm with you as a person, as my friend, I feel like I need to let you know some things, whether jokingly or in a serious manner. Like, I feel like I need to tell you. I need to let you know that, okay, this thing is comfortable with me, this thing is not comfortable with me. And the reason I do that is because while I was growing up, I was really bullied. I was made to feel like I was nothing. I was made to feel like I was not going to amount to anything. I was really kind of a quiet person. So because I was a quiet person, a lot of things happened and people always got away with it with me. And I think as at the time that I was 11, 12, it got to a point that people started doing stuff to me and I couldn't really speak out. And it was really so bad when I was 13 years, when somebody that I really, really trusted started doing some things to me. And by the time I tried to tell people that this person was doing this thing to me, people didn't really believe me because they felt, no, now this person cannot do that kind of thing. And they were like, why would he do that kind of thing to you? So first, it was a thing of people would believe me, people wouldn't believe me. And it was also a thing of, if I say something about it, is it going to change anything? So those two reasons made me keep quiet. But it was later that I realized that really, whatever the person did to me, I allowed it. And I stopped blaming the person. You know why? I only had one thing to do. Speak up. That was all I had to do. Speak up. Say no. Tell the person frankly that this thing, I am not comfortable with it. I don't like the way you talk to me. I don't like the things you say to me. And I don't like it. Take it back. I don't like it. Do you understand? So I grew up becoming a defensive person. And I'm still a bit defensive, yes. And the reason is because I felt like if I didn't say anything at that point, if I didn't set you straight, whatever I allow will continue. So if I'm not okay with something, if I don't like something, I set you straight. I let you know that this thing, I am not comfortable with it. I don't like it. And I feel that you should stop. If I say that I keep passing this message to you and you don't get it, I try as much as possible to stay away from you because I feel like you don't take my feelings into consideration. While some people will take your feeling into consideration, but they'll start judging you. They'll start telling you you're too emotional. It's not that serious. Life is not that hard. It's the do yourself. See, we are all different. We are different people. And I feel that we should try to understand each person before trying to say, oh, they are this or they are that. Everybody's coming from somewhere. Everybody's coming from a particular point. Everybody's coming from a particular place. We all didn't grow up in the same place. We all didn't have the same parents. So there's every possibility that the way you were brought up is different from the way I was brought up. So if I'm telling you I'm not comfortable with something, you should know that it's because something like that had already happened to me before, and the result of that thing wasn't palatable. I wasn't okay with it. So that is the reason why I am telling you I am not comfortable with this. So instead of you trying to judge me, why don't you try to understand me and see that, okay, this person is not comfortable with this thing. I need to stop it. There was, when I was in school, I was this kind of person that I can talk, oh Jesus. I didn't yarn anything, like I can't say anything, like if we are close and I can just call you names like in front of people and everything, like most of my CLA people will understand what I'm talking about. Like I don't like most of them even still call me bully. I'm a bully. That as small as I am, I'm a bully. And it's not really like I'm a bully. I just feel like I need to make up for a lot of things. Like I need to make up for I don't have a big stature. I'm a small person, I'm petite, so I really feel like if I don't talk, if I don't say things, if I don't act in some kind of way, people are going to take me for granted. And that's as a result of where I am coming from. So, there was a time I was also doing the same thing that people did to me. I was also doing it to someone, or let me say I was doing it to people unconsciously. I just say things to people. I just talk like, oh, they are my friends now. This thing shouldn't get them angry. Some of them just laugh, like they don't show that they are not happy about it. So I had a misunderstanding with a very close friend of mine one time like that. And she said that, did you know that there are some things you say at times that are not right? There's a way you talk to people and people are not okay with it. And it got to me and I was like, wow, who is this person? She was like, so person told me that she doesn't like the way you talk to her. Anytime you say stuff like that to her, that they really get to her, that she feels embarrassed, like she's not happy with herself, like you're making her, you know, hate herself, like you're reminding her of some kind of things that she doesn't love about herself and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, I'm hurting someone. I didn't know. Like, why didn't this person tell me? My friend was like, these people don't say anything because they feel like you take it as a joke. So they don't want you to feel bad when they start telling you they're not okay with it. I was like, no, the person should have actually walked up to me and tell me that they're not okay with this thing so I can stop it. But since the day my friend told me, I took responsibility that I was making somebody feel in the kind of way that they were not supposed to feel. So what did I do? I approached this person and I really told the person that I was sorry, that I was really sorry, that I didn't mean to hurt her, that I was just joking. But I wished that she had actually told me that I was actually hurting her. And since that day, I became conscious about the things that I say to people. I became conscious of the kind of words that I used to qualify people. I tried avoiding anything that had to do with religion, with ethnicity, with gender, and stuff like that. And I tried to avoid generalization. I started holding people responsible for whatever it is that they do. So I stopped attacking a group of people and I started seeing people as an individual person. So that this person did this thing to me doesn't mean another person is going to do it to me. That a guy hurts me doesn't mean every guy is a scum, like people say these days, men are scum. I don't use that term because no, not all men are scum. Like, I feel that if anything happens to us, we should realize that we have a part to play in it. If only I had spoken out when this person was doing some things to me, when this person was actually acting in some kind of way that I didn't like, maybe I wouldn't have ended up becoming a defensive person. I wouldn't have seen everybody as an enemy that needs to be conquered. I wouldn't have seen every word that is said to me as an abuse, as insulting, and then try to defend it, and then try to, you know, be emotional about it. I'm still trying to work on that. I'm really working on that. But really, I really need to say this. If we see that we are doing something and it's affecting someone, it doesn't mean whether it's affecting, it doesn't matter whether it's affecting a lot of people. If it's affecting just one person, then know that it is very, very likely that it is going to affect 10 other people. And out of the over 7 billion people in the world, you should be rest assured that there's every possibility that it's not going to be okay with like 100 million people. So for me, 100 million is actually a very big number. So if you feel that there is something you're doing and one person is not okay with it, I don't see if it's too much if you avoid doing that thing for the sake of that person. I'm not saying you should change your entire character. I'm not saying you should stop being yourself because of one person. What I'm trying to say is that if, for example, you feel that tiny girl, for example, gets me angry, like it gets to me because I feel like you're body shaming me, calling me tiny makes me angry, I expect that you will take responsibility for making me feel the way that I'm feeling and say, oh, I'm sorry, lady. I don't know that calling you a tiny woman would actually make you angry. I'll try as much as possible to stop calling you a tiny woman. In fact, I will avoid anything that is derogatory to your look, to your physique, and stuff like that. But if you say that, you call me tiny and I'm okay with it, come on, you can call me tiny. What am I trying to say? I'm trying not to say too much, but I feel like you all get what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that you should start taking responsibility. See, part of growing up for me is that I have started taking responsibility. Yes, there are people that have done things to me that really, really hurt me. But do you know what I've started doing? I've stopped blaming those people and I've started actually looking at myself as, what if you had done this? This wouldn't have happened. If someone actually broke up with me, if somebody actually broke my heart, if someone actually hurt me, someone took advantage of me, what did I do to make the person take advantage of me? I was vulnerable. I was emotional. I allowed them to see through me. I made myself look so available. There were some things I was not okay with and I didn't say just because I was trying to please the other person. When I should have said no, I didn't say no because I was trying to please the other person. And this person actually saw that, oh, she's vulnerable, she likes me. And then the person took advantage of it. So the person is not to blame. I am to blame. Fine, the person might actually be blamed for taking advantage. But I think first, what we should start doing is take responsibility for our actions before we even start blaming another person. If something is going wrong around us, let's take responsibility first. What is it I'm not doing right that is making this thing happen? What do I need to do? If we keep complaining that, oh, the government of the country, they are so bad, they are so terrible, they're not doing what they are supposed to do. As the boss of an organization, are you doing what you're supposed to do? As an employee that keeps getting paid every month, are you delivering what you're supposed to deliver? As somebody in a relationship, are you taking responsibility for your actions? If things go sour between you and your partner today, will you take responsibility for the things that happened? Will you say, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that? Let it not be that we keep blaming the other person for our inadequacies. Let it not be that, oh, Lady, why didn't you finish this assignment? Oh, it was because so person did this. Let me take responsibility and say, oh, I wasn't able to finish this because I wasn't sensitive enough to know that this so thing shouldn't have been done. If your friendship with someone goes sour, what was it that you should have done right and you didn't do? If at the end of the day you table all the factors and you see that, oh, I actually did everything I was supposed to do, I tried my best and still didn't work, yes, good. It means you've taken responsibility, you've done something, you've acted in a kind of way, and at the end of the day, it still didn't turn out well. You've tried your best, then you can move on. But there was actually something you should have done and you didn't do. Take responsibility and say, I should have done this thing and I didn't do it. I feel like we should stop putting blame on the other person. We should stop saying, oh, this person is to blame. And the truth is, in every situation, in every aspect, like let me say in every case, there's always somebody to blame for ourselves. And I don't think we're going to go far if we keep going that way. Like people say, there are two sides to a story. So if I tell you a story about a guy that hurt me, that took me for granted, that didn't care about me and all that. I feel that the first thing you should ask me is, what did you do to make this guy treat you that way? Because there is every possibility that, yes, this guy is that kind of person that takes people for granted. But for him to have gotten away with it with you as well, there was something that you should have done that you didn't do. Did you make yourself available to him? Did you make him feel like without him your world has ended? Did you show him your side of vulnerability? Did you let him see that he could see through you? Like, let's start taking responsibilities, really. I could go on and on and on and on and on about this responsibility. I could cite so many examples, but you guys already know where I'm coming from and you already know what I'm trying to say, so I'm not really going to go too much on it. But please, I'm going to overemphasize this. Let us start taking responsibilities. You don't post something on social media and then people start reacting and start saying people are mad, people are this, people are that. Take responsibility for the fact that you were the one that posted it. So whatever reaction that you are getting from people, you called for it. You can't go on social media and say, all the men in this world say they are just mad. And you will not expect men to come out and say, auntie, we are not mad, you are the one that is mad. Of course, they will come out and then you say, please don't come to my page to come and insult. They would insult you. Take responsibility for the fact that you started it, you said something. And I think there's this saying that I've heard people say that I'm responsible for what I say, I'm not responsible for how you take it. I think that's very wrong, actually. It is very wrong. It is really wrong. Because the truth is, you should take responsibility for what you say. You should take responsibility for how you make the other person feel as well. Because if someone looks at you now as a person and says you are mad, and the person expects you to not react, fine, there are some different kinds of you are mad. Like, your friend can tell you, baby, they mad. This one can say, baby, that is crazy, and you just laugh. And there's a way another person will tell you you are mad, and you would be like, why would you tell me I'm mad? What's that? Do you understand? So, but really, the person needs to take responsibility of the fact that you said you're mad. So whatever reaction you give to the you are mad, the person is supposed to take responsibility, because what he said made you react that way. So let's stop saying, I'm responsible for what I say, I'm not responsible for how you take it. Please, you are responsible for however way I decide to react to whatever you see. If you see that somebody is not comfortable with something, then don't do it to them anymore. Somebody might be comfortable with you slapping their head. You will slap another person's head, they won't like it. They won't. So understand each person and take responsibility that, okay, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry. Don't say, what's there? I used to beat people's head and they don't shout. What's your own? Why are you shouting on top? Say, they beat your head. Fine, you beat people's head, they are okay with it. But the person is not okay with it. 100 people might be okay with something. One person will not be okay with it. Try to understand that one person is not okay with it and take responsibility and learn how to converse, learn how to relate with the person without you doing those things that they don't like. But if you keep saying, please, 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 you cannot say because you are here, I should not do what I want to do, I should not say what I want to say, it's going to be difficult. Because I keep feeling that some of us, if we go outside the country, we are going to be having issues with a lot of people, because there are a lot of things that we can take here that over there you can't try it. People will change it for you, and there's some things that are obtainable over there that if they bring it down here, it's not obtainable. We can't take it. So really, let's try to understand people. Try to understand that this person is not okay with this thing. There was a time I like calling my friends fish. Female, male friends, I call them fish. And there was a time somebody walked up to me and said he doesn't like being called fish. He finds it insulting because he's a man and he doesn't expect that me as a woman should be calling him fish in the presence of other men. That it's insulting. Me as a person, I felt like, fish, there's no big deal now. If I call you fish, it's because you are my friend and we are close now. But the person said he's not okay with it, and I stopped calling the person fish. I was calling my other friends fish. They were okay with it, but that particular person, I wasn't using the word fish for him, and I avoided using any words that that could make him feel that I was disrespecting him. So we are very different. I understood where he was coming from. He wasn't okay with it. It doesn't make him a bad person. That is just him. He doesn't like it. Try to understand that and take responsibility and say, oh, I am sorry. I never knew. Now I know. And he stop. He don't say, ah, let's say this one. I can't carry the word for your head. I beg of God, calm down. I go see they call you fish. If you keep calling him fish, and someday he slaps you, or someday he beats you up, people start saying, that guy is self-quitting. But people will not understand the fact that he had already told you that he's not comfortable with it. And when people tell you that they are not comfortable with something, they are telling you that I'm not comfortable with this thing. And you have to take responsibility of whatever reaction I exhibit after you say this thing. So if I'm telling you that, telling me I'm mad, I don't like it. I'm trying to tell you that if you tell me that I'm mad, I'm going to get angry. And when I get angry, I might say things you won't like. And me, myself, I don't like saying things that people don't like. So when I'm saying you should not call me mad, I am saying that avoid using words that will incite a particular reaction from me, which might not be so palatable. So really, you guys can object. You can give me your own views. You can let me know what you think about taking responsibility. Like I said, I could go on and on and on and on about this, but I really need to stop right now. So really, guys, really, this one is long and it's actually deliberate. It's really, really deliberate. So please, let's try to understand people and let's take responsibility. Really, I have started taking responsibility for a lot of things in my life and I'm really so happy. I'm excited about it. The fact that I'm able to stand and say, I did this thing and I did it because I wanted to do it, not because somebody pushed me to do it. So you can object, like I said, you could have a different view. I'll be happy to hear it. But really, let's take responsibilities. Thank you so much, guys. You know, it's your girl. It's your girl. It's your girl. Bye.